Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm, women liberationists, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Don't want to be involved in this, man. This is gonna be a blues number.
Yeah.
But first, I want to do a little bit of background on the blues and say what it is. Like, there are six cardinal colors, and colors have always come to signify more than simply that particular shade, like redneck or got the blues. That's where you apply colors to something else, you know, to come up with what it is you're trying to say. So there are six cardinal colors, yellow, red, orange, green, blue, and purple. And there are 3,000 shades. And if you take these 3,000 shades and divide them by six, you'll come up with 500. Meaning there are at least 500 shades of the blues. For example, there's the I ain't got me no money blues. There is the I ain't got me no woman blues. There's the I ain't got me no money and I ain't got me no woman, which is the double blues. And for years it was thought that black people was the only one who could get the blues, so the blues hadn't come into no international type of fame. But lately we done had Frank Rizzo with the lie detector blues. We done had the United States government talking about the energy crisis blues. And we're going to dedicate this next poem here to Spearhead X, the X second in command in terms of this country.
Got the blues.
And the poem is called H2O G-A-T-E Blues. And if H2O is still water and G-A-T-E is still gate, what we're getting ready to deal on is the Watergate Blues. Let me see if I can dial this number right quick. Click. Click. I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. clicked, inoperative. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all could see the plot and still could not. Let me do that part again. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all could see the plot and claimed that we could not. Just how blind, America? Just as Vietnam exploded in the rice, snap, crackle, and pop could not stop people determined to be free. Just how blind will America be? The shock of a Vietnam defeat sent Republican donkeys scurrying down on Wall Street. And when the roll was called, it was Pepsi Cola and Phillips 66, Boeing, Dow, and Lockheed. Ask them what they're fighting for, and they'll never mention the economics of war. Ecological warfare, above all else, destroy the land. If we can't break the Asian will, we'll bomb the dikes and starve the man. America, the international Jekyll and Hyde, the land of a thousand disguises, sneaks up on you but rarely surprises. Plundering the Asian countryside in the name of Fu Manchu. Afraid of shoeless, undernourished Cambodians, while we strike big wheat bargains with Russia, our nuclear enemy. Just how blind, America? But tell me, who was around where Hale Boggs died? And what was the cause of LBJ's untimely demise? And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover, the king is proud of Patrick Gray, while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate? How long will the citizens sit and wait? It's looking like Europe in 38. Did they move to stop Hitler before it was too late? How long, America, before the consequences of keeping the school system segregated, allowing the press to be intimidated, watching the price of everything soar, and hearing complaints because the rich want more? It seems that Macbeth and not his lady went mad. We've let him eliminate the whole middle class. The dollar's the only thing we can't inflate, while the poor go on without a new minimum wage. But what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, and there are those who say America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How much more evidence do the citizens need that the election was sabotaged by trickery and greed? And if this is so, and who we got didn't win, let's do the whole goddamn election over again. The obvious key to the whole charade would be to run down all of the games they played. Remember Dieter Beard and ITT, the slaughter of Attica, the CIA in Chile, knowing nothing about Allende at this time in the past, as I recollect. Augusta, Georgia, the nomination of Supreme Court Justice to head off the tapes. William Calley's executive interference in the image of John Wayne. Kent State, Jackson State, Southern Louisiana, hundreds of them authorized bombing raids. The chaining and gagging of Bobby Seale. Somebody tell these Maryland governors to be for real. We recall all of these events just to prove that Waterbuggers in the Watergate wasn't no news. The thing that seems to justify all of our fears is that all this went down in the last 5 years. But tell me, what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. We leave America to ponder the image of justice from its new wave of leaders. Frank Rizzo, the high school graduate mayor of Philadelphia whose ignorance is surpassed only by those who voted for him. Richard Daley, imperial Napoleonic mayor of Chicago, who took over from Al Capone and continues to implement the same tactics. George Wallace, Lester Maddow, Strom Thurmond, Ronald Reagan, an almost endless list that won't be missed when at last America is purged. And the silent White House with the James Brothers once in command. But see the sauerkraut mafia men deserting the sinking White House ship and their main mindless megalomaniac Ahab. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. And what are we left with now? Bumper stickers that say Free the Watergate 500. five movies of the same name with a cast of thousands, and that ominous phrase that if Nixon knew, Ag knew. But Ag didn't knew enough to stay out of jail. And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, and there are those who swear they've seen King Richard. King Richard, 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 King Richard. Beneath that cesspool, Watergate. Four more years of that.
You heard, that's Gil Scott-Heron, H2O Blues. Hey, this is your crazy DJ, announcer, host, and all that crazy shit, Ron Rick, on the Crazy Nation Network. Here we are tonight. How's it going? I did a program show, and I was in the last 5 minutes. I got called out of the studio last night and had to run to the jailhouse to take care of some business. But everything's going well. I'm doing good. And I'm glad to see everybody here tonight. So I'm going to just go right ahead and start popping up some phones real quick. So if you're on the board, you're going to be alive, right, really quick. But I don't care if you got your hands up. I'm going to bring you onto my show. How's it going, everybody? How are you doing tonight, fellas?
You with me in a minute, Ron. Hello? I wasn't exactly ready for this.
Ron, welcome back.
Hey, thanks,
Mike.
It's going to
be a while.
You,
on the phone.
Okay, well, I'll meet you back out. Just put your hand up when you're ready, George. All right?
Welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Man, you had me nervous for a little bit. I was up by myself. I was on there, and I was like, oh, my God, what do I do? And then Antoinette was trying to throw me a life preserver, and I was like, okay, this is – it was interesting.
Yeah, but, well, I'm sorry. But I had
don't worry about it. At least we survived.
County, I had to go to the county jail. So, yeah.
Not for dinner, I hope.
No, it would have been better for that. Well, the dinner sucks there, but yeah, it would have been better instead of that go, but I did take care of the problem. Somebody got popped, and they wouldn't talk to nobody but me.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah.
Last person.
I guess
we don't. There's nothing in the archives. Last night's show doesn't stay in the archives unless you can relabel it, call it like the Addams Family episode or something.
I don't know. It got a little crazy. I wasn't on the air very long.
I don't think it was.
The show and I was out of here. Yeah.
And then it ended. It ended. Did it end by itself? I don't understand.
I don't know. I just left it. I just walked off. I shut my microphone off and walked off. So. I couldn't help it. I had to go. You know,
yeah, that was weird. I mean,
I had to calm down the situation, you know.
But anyway, it's good to have you back.
Well, thank you, man. Everything's good. I'm good. Just shit happens like that once in a while. I've had it happen worse than that. I've got calls at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, so that's what I do. You know, help the illegitimate people.
Cog says, Mike Rock. Mike didn't know what the hell to do. Mike was out there. I was like floundering. What are you talking about? Okay, well, I'm the only person on the radio show here. It's a one-man show. So luckily there was a chat room, so at least I had feedback. People could talk to me. Otherwise, I wouldn't know what to do. I said, you know what? I'll fix them. I'm going to do it like a Jehovah's Witness episode. And today we're going to discuss, and I said, no, that won't work. We can't do that.
Well, you know,
how would you like a subscription to the Watchtower?
Yeah. Every witness should have one, a subscription.
Yeah.
Hey, do y'all want to pop? You want to pop?
Was that good?
I said, I got a possum. My dog ran up on a pot. I had a German Shepherd, and he ran on a possum, but the possum act dead. The possum laid on the ground and balled up.
Uh-huh.
The possum still ain't moved yet.
Yeah, they'll just let it. They won't move. That's what I call
it. The dog tried to pick it up to play with it?
Yeah, no, I ain't picking it up. Now he moving now. Now he laid on the ground with a German Shepherd and ran up on him. And I grabbed the dog. I grabbed his ass real hard. Now he running off in the woods now. He's going in the woods. said, the German Shepherd guy run up on his ass and barked at him, and I grabbed the German Shepherd by his waist. I said, get your ass over here. And the possum is laying there with his mouth open like, I'm dead. I guess that's what possums do. They play possum.
Yeah,
yes,
they do. Yeah, I shot one
back
my house one time. That's
awesome. I told him, go get the fuck on. He said, I ain't paying attention to you.
Well, I got my new animal here day for yesterday. I got another animal.
Oh, yep.
So, yeah, got a donkey.
You got a donkey.
I got a donkey. Yeah.
How's the donkey working out?
Donkey. He's doing good. He's a friendly donkey. He's not a mean one. Thank God. He's a real good old boy.
One, Ron, the first donkey.
I have mules.
Well, you had mules. I remember like 2 or 3 years ago you had mules.
Yeah, I still got them. Oh, yeah. They're looking good, too. They're looking real good this year.
You know, if I had mules, I think I'd name one of them Francis, just to keep the tradition going.
Yeah, Francis talking mule, yeah.
Yep. nobody knows about him. I'm surprised you know about him.
Oh, yeah, Francis. The famous Mr. Ed.
Yeah. Michael Hood, you ever heard of Francis the Talking Mule?
No, I heard of Ed, but I ain't heard of Francis.
Ed was a takeoff on that with the horse that spoke, but it was during World War II. And what was his name, the actor? What was his name that played in those things? He was a soldier, and he ran into a mule, an army mule, that spoke.
Right.
And nobody believed him that this mule could speak.
Right.
And they locked him up. They gave him Section 8. They put him in the nut house and everything else. And it was hysterical. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was a funny flick.
That was good. That was especially the one with the general. Remember where the general comes out and he goes, okay, now we're by ourselves. Show me how this mule speaks.
Well, the funny thing about this donkey, he has an odd name, okay? And he has an odd history. He's only 4 years old. He's still a baby. You know, they can live up 50 years old. You know, he lived pretty old. The guy, you know, he gave him to me because he just couldn't, you know, take care of him anymore. But he's old. There's nothing wrong with him, except I'm going to have to shave his hoofs. His hoofs grown pretty long to do shave down. So I'm going to shave him. But and he's a real good controller. He's really, he gets his hoofs up. He's a real good-minded donkey. His first name, the people that owned him before this guy that I got it from were two gay guys on this donkey, which that don't sound good to me either, okay? Well, anyway, they changed his name from Badonkadonk to Drunky. They named this mule Drunky. And I can't see that. Drunky, I mean, an asthmist, is he a raving alcoholic? You know? So I'm going to figure out a better name for him, you know, to call him. Yeah, Drunky, just don't jive with me too much. Oh, I guess George is off the phone. Let's bring him in. He's got his hand up. What's up, George?
Well, aside from the ceiling, the clouds, the sky, not much.
Yeah. Well, how's the tongue doing?
It's a little better than it's been, but still hurts like a son of a gun.
Yeah, that sucks. Thanks, Whopper Keel.
It does, believe me. You know, especially when it's a chipped tooth that does the cutting, it's like it's right on the underside of the tongue, no less, and it's a real pain in the backside, or pain in the tongue
like
in this case.
Like a razor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a razor blade, you bet. I was talking to my buddy that's a dentist, and I was, you know, whenever it comes that time you're going to pull all your teeth out, Ron, let me know. I said, no, because I'm not paying your price. I can do it myself free. You're crazy. You'll kill yourself doing that. Well, maybe. Then my problems will be over. But, yeah. Dentists are high. I had a buddy of mine got his teeth pulled, cost him $6,000. Jesus, man. That's it. That's a perfect little scan to be into, to be a dentist. I don't know how long does a dentist have to go to school to be a dentist. I don't think it's that awful long. 2 years, maybe? 2-3 years?
No, it's a little more than that. I think it's a four-year stint.
Okay, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, by the way, I needed to respond to something that Cog said in the chat room. Cog says, George, you should be co-host. No, I shouldn't. I have my own show to worry about.
Yeah. You want to do 2-3 shows, George? One's
this is why
for me.
I'm cutting back on going back to my original schedule, because the drain has physically drained me to the point where it's affecting my health.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not careful, it's going to end up putting me in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
This is what my doctor has been warning me about. She says, George, you've been pushing yourself 7 days a week on the air constantly. You're up late at night. You're not getting enough your proper rest. Your blood pressure is through the roof. Either you pull a plug or I will.
There you go.
Thank God for Obamacare.
I don't have Obamacare.
I'm just joking. I'm being sarcastic with the way the medical is.
No,
I
have my own care.
No, you're lucky. You're lucky.
Well, there was a rumor back when Obamacare was being played with, that people who have Social Security, that have Medicare,
uh-huh,
they'd lose their Medicare and have to go on Obamacare, right? And I'm thinking to myself, no, that can't be. Thank God it was only a rumor. Because
yeah,
if they had told every person that has Social Security Medicare, the disabled and senior citizens alike, oh boy, would there be a war.
Yeah. That definitely would be the
war.
Problem.
There'd be more than a war. I mean, what are y'all talking about? I mean, damn. There's going to be a war there. There's going to be a war.
We're talking about Obamacare, actually, right now.
Oh yeah, Obamacare. You know, I think it was HR something. I forgot the damn. I ain't got my computer though. But Obamacare talking about.
The bottom line is,
go ahead, George.
There was a rumor going around, and thank God it was just a rumor, that people that have Medicare through Social Security were going to be taken off of Medicare and forced to take Obamacare. And it turned out to be a rumor. That's all it was. But had that actually been true, instead of just a rumor, it would have created a firestorm of problems, far worse than Obama's dealing with now.
And what do you think we get out of this Obamacare?
People lost their insurance because of it.
Yeah, you know what? Millions of dollars, billions. They lost billions of dollars off their insurance. So what does that tell you if we lost billions?
Look, Michael Hood, I'll put it to you like this. I covered a story a while back on my show where a family, okay, got Obamacare. They got a decent price, and then it almost tripled exponentially.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't get the coverage you think you're going to get either. That's the other thing.
Now, some folks got lucky and actually got a decent insurance deal. But not everyone. The way the estimates are, less than 5% of the people that signed up, they're figuring less than 5% actually got a decent rate. While the rest either were told you're not eligible for Obamacare and got put on Medicaid or didn't get any insurance at all.
And why is that?
Insurance, it's costing them 3 to 4 times more than they were told it would.
Well, you see, when it first came out, they wanted to cancel a bunch of people out. You know, remember that happened? And he had to read up all this shit, and oh, it was all retarded.
Blue Cross canceled our insurance, and then now what we have now is less coverage than what we used to have, and it's costing me more than double. It's
exactly
costing us $850
a
month.
Yep, a perfect scam.
But there's a reason why they're doing this, though.
Yeah, they are. So that I'm paying for the less fortunate people, those poor people that can't afford it, and so I'm compensating for them. I don't want to compensate for them. I want them to get off their ass and get their own. I don't have kids. I'm paying for child dental plans right now for people that have kids. I'm paying for them.
But if you look at it, since we're already $22 trillion in debt, and now they're bringing this health insurance program in, it's like it's making it even worse. It's like we're going to still be spending more money on health care that we don't even need to be spending it on.
You know, I got maternity benefits now. I got maternity coverage for insurance. That's by law. I have to have it. I'm never going to have a kid. Literally, I have a kid.
Doctors are asking, do you have a gun now? Doctors are asking you, are you able to have a gun right now? Come on now.
My doctor didn't ask me that question.
Well, it's coming. It's coming, George. It'll get to you.
Oh, she knows about it. No, Michael, she knows about the question. But she's not going to ask it because she feels that you want to own a gun? That's your personal business. And
well,
nothing to do with your
they're
health.
Asking that right now. They're asking for guns. They're asking if you have a gun.
Gakey Mom, are you talking about Clydesdale? The horse with Perry P. And then we're Clydesdale.
And look what's going on in Lansing, Michigan. Lansing, Michigan are already taking a home now. They're taking a home. They treat homeless like they ain't shit. And most of them homeless are veterans. Come on now, taking the homeless and you're taking some area where they don't even want to. They don't even ask to go there. They didn't take their consent to go to this area. That's what's happening right now. They take. See, if you look at the damn protocols, the protocols tell you that they will get rid of the first. They'll get rid of the homeless first. You get rid of the. You take the homeless out the way, and then you can come in and take away the rest of the people. That's the protocol around.
What the hell?
I don't know what that was.
What was that?
What was that, Ron?
It's my radio.
Oh, that was your radio? Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
It was you, it's all right. So it was you, it's all right.
Oh yeah, you hear that shit.
Wait a minute. Now, Michael Hood, hold on. Now, I'm kind of offended here, because I'm a volunteer fireman, and if my scanner goes off, you it wouldn't be all right for me.
Oh no, not that. But what the government's doing? I was saying they're taking away the homeless first. It's like the homeless, like they're looking at the homeless like they don't have a say so. So we'll go ahead and round up the homeless. And this is what the protocols, the 21 protocols of Zion are talking about. They're saying how they can take over a nation, and this is what they're doing with America. And they looked at one of the protocols is taking over the homeless first. You take the homeless away, and after that you come to the next protocols of taking around the people. Because they figured the homeless, because when you take the homeless away, people think, oh, the homeless ain't got nothing to say. They don't know what they're talking about. Oh, they just homeless. But they're veterans. These people are veterans. These are people that fought for this country are being taken away like it is not nothing. If you go to Lansing, Michigan, look up Lansing, Michigan, look up Flint, Michigan, these people are being taken away. Look at Columbia, South Carolina, where I'm at, Columbia, South Carolina. They are taking the homeless away and taking them to the facilities where they don't even need to belong. They can stay right there in the city. What's the problem for them sitting on the city corner? Why is that so much important to my damn city council and my mayor and all them to take away the homeless people? Why is that so important? Why is that? They're not doing nothing. All they do is sit there, ask for a little couple change or whatever. The veterans. What is the problem for this, for you to go and take the homeless people away? Why is that? That's a problem. And that's one of the protocols of the Zion. It's 21 protocols of Zionism. Zionism.
No, I hate to say it, but that's not what's that's not happening in my neck of the woods.
Well, it will be there. It will come there eventually. Eventually it will happen. It's going to happen across the whole entire United States. See, the protocol of Zionism is want to take away the country. They want to take everything. They have 21 protocols that they have to go ahead. One of the protocols is making a nation dumb, making a nation immoral. Now, if you look at this nation, look at it. 70% of people that are single parents. 70% of these people out here are single parents. Their children is born out of wedlock. Look at this now.
Okay.
And one of the protocols is 18. One of the 18 protocols is saying to make a nation immoral. Once you make a nation immoral, you can take that nation
over. Where can
I
find these protocols?
In America, it's being taken over because look at the population. Most single parents out here are looking for another man. They got four or five different baby daddies. They got four or five baby mamas.
And
wedlock.
I want to find them.
Is that all right to have kids out of wedlock? Is it all right for me to go to – now, I don't have no kids now, but I go to a woman, and this woman has six different baby daddies. Come on now. What I look like going to date a woman that has six different baby daddies and six different kids from six different men?
Sounds like
a
hose monster to me. It sounds like somebody you don't want to be involved with.
But, you know, but, Mike, that's 70% of the population right now. 70%.
I don't know if I'd believe 70%. There's a high percentage.
Go look it up. Go
70.
Look it up right now. Look at MTV. MTV got Teen Mom. You have Teen Mom. You got Teen Mom 1, Teen Mom 2. And MTV is glamorizing this shit. Yeah. Oh, if you're not married, I'll give you a TV show because you got multiple baby daddies. Come on now. This is what the protocol of Zionism doing. They have to go ahead and take care of the family structure. Get rid of the family structure first, and so you can manipulate them into the hierarchy of what they want you to be. Once you get away with the family structure is done. That means you can tell the kids, the parents, to do any damn thing you want to. That's why we're living in the D-Generation X. It's called D-Generation X. This is the last generation that we're living in. Y'all older folks, y'all had the good generations where you had values, you had morals, and all that shit. I'm young. We don't have no values and morals no more. Everybody's having sex left and right. I get pregnant here, pregnant there. What the fuck? They don't care no more. That's why the 21 protocols of Zionism is the one to go in and take over a nation. You need 21 protocols to take over a nation. And America was the nation that they had to take over. And we got about 10 more years left. Look at the generation that's coming up. They're crazy. Kids running around with their head chopped off. Like they're a chicken. They don't know what the fuck is going on because their parents are kids. Their parents ain't teaching their kids a damn fucking thing about morals and values. They run around listening to damn music, crazy-ass music, Miley Cyrus, shaking ass, doing this, selling drugs, smoking dope, doing all of this. Back in y'all times, y'all didn't do that shit, man. If y'all didn't do it, when y'all did do it, y'all did it in an intellectual way, and you didn't teach your kids that shit, because my parents was in that shit. My parents didn't teach me that shit, but y'all did it in the way of being a grown-up. But now, it ain't no grown-ups no more. The kids are grown up. The kids more smarter than the fucking parents. Come on now. Because my mama and father was hippies. They used to smoke weed and get on that shit. But they didn't teach me that shit. Now the parents nowadays teach their kids that shit. Oh, we smoke weed. We go do this and do that. Come on now. It's there. It's blatantly. It's in your face. You cannot deny that it's not there. It's there. It's there, man. That's what I tell people, man. You cannot hide from it. Because back in y'all times, y'all had it. I mean, y'all did have morals, but when y'all did have music, y'all did it in a classy way. You did it in a way of making love. Y'all did it in love, making love. Now, it's not about making love and music no more. It's about lust. It's lust. That's all it is. When y'all had y'all music with a classic rock out, I listen to classic rock right now, man. You got Queen, you got David Bowie, man, you got Bon Jovi, you got all these people. They did it in love. You don't hear that shit no more, man. You don't hear Axl Rose, man. You don't hear Guns N' Roses. You don't hear none of these music no more. What happened to that? It's gone. This is the degeneration act.
They now call it contemporary country music. Country music has taken over rock and roll.
Country music is faster.
Well, country rock, it's taking the place of, you know. You don't see too many bands recording anything. Most of the shit, I guarantee you, in the past 10 years, the most of the shit I've worked on is rap music. And I'm not even a rapper.
Rap music,
you know what I mean?
Done, man.
Well, it's coming to the end, right? They'll come up with another style here in a little bit, but you know, we had rock and roll, we had disco, then we had the 80s hair band time, the 90s rap, now 2000s or whatever. It's whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I recorded a lot of good work in my life, and you know, the funny part about it, I recorded some really good songs that could have been in the top 10. But you know what? If they can't promote it, you can't get a publisher and a promoter to promote that shit, it will never go nowhere. It'll stick.
And you know another group, Ron? Another group, what about the Sticks? What about the Foreigners? What about the Moody Blues? Y'all know about the Moody Blues?
Oh, yeah.
Come on now. What about my time, man. Yeah, Moody Blues, man. I got the whole album. I got all the albums of the Moody Blues right now. And I still listen to that to this day. What about the one, what's his name from the old-time rock and roll? It wasn't Jerry Garcia. What was his name? Old-time rock and roll? What's that song?
Bob Seger.
Yeah, Bob Seger. I got Bob Seger. I listen to Bob Seger, man. I listen to the Sticks. I listen to the Foreigners. Man, I listen to Steve Perry. Y'all know who Steve Perry is.
Journey.
Steve Perry killed that shit back in the day. What happened to that music? What happened to the R&B and the soul and the old rock and roll shit, man? Where did that shit at, man? It's gone.
That was yesterday.
Come on. I listen to Steve Perry every damn day. I got Steve Perry albums. I got every last CD of Journey. I have Journey.
Well, he's the one that made Journey. He's the one that actually made that band.
Who started that band?
When I lost him. Well, actually, it was Neil Sean and all them were the ones, that original head band guys. But when he got with Steve Perry, they tried to do a couple albums before Steve Perry, and they just couldn't take off. They just couldn't do it. And then finally, when he got Steve Perry, he got him there. He put him on the map, you know.
So you think really Steve Perry really set off the band? Because Steve Perry.
Oh yeah,
famous.
Absolutely. Yeah, he had some pipes on him. You know, he had some pipes.
Queen, you remember Queen?
Yeah, Freddie Mercury. He died from
AIDS.
Yeah,
Freddie Mercury. Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, died
from AIDS.
Yeah.
So did Liberace. Liberace's a straight up fag. And you know, people didn't know that about him for years until he actually died. People didn't know he was a homosexual. Ain't that wild? Because back then it was something you never said.
Still my Freddie Mercury?
No, I'm talking about Liberace.
Liberace.
You know, yeah, the piano player. Back in that days, you never ever wanted that publicized. You were a fag, ever, in the music business. You'd be done that day. It'd be over for you. You know, so, yeah, it's pretty wild. But,
it's kind of crazy because I miss the 90s and I miss the 80s and I miss the 70s. I was born in the 80s now, but I still listen to the 70s rock and roll, R&B, soul. I listen to every damn thing. And when y'all had that, y'all had the damn music, man. Y'all had the good shit, man. y'all had the damn shit where y'all was living life, man. Y'all didn't give a care in the world. It was all about making money. It was about love.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't about drama, people fighting each other, man. Y'all had the good shit, man.
Well, I used to always say to myself, man, you know, all this shit I'm doing now, you know, with Blog Talk Radio and all this shit I do and research and law and all this crazy bullshit. You know, back in my youngest, yeah, life was sweet. You know, it really was. And I'm like, I'm getting older and I'm getting into this bullshit, bitching about politics and blah, 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 blah. But I've been in this for a long time. since I was a young guy, you know, since I was like 19, 20 years old. And matter of fact, I ran into a guy today, came by here to see me, and I know his daughter, she came by to talk to me for, about trying to do some work, and he goes, man, I remember you from somewhere, you know. He goes, you used to be a front man, wasn't he? I said, used to be. He goes, okay, I remember exactly who you used to play with. I used to watch you guys all the time. And I said, really? He goes, yeah, I followed you guys around quite a bit. I said, well, I'll be damned. Well, cool, man. And he goes, my daughter says you do a radio show. I said, yeah, Blog Talk radio show. And he goes, no, okay, what do you do? Music? So I said, well, yeah, I play a little music, but I said, we talk about politics and try to wake people up. He goes, man, I woke up last year. I said, no shit. I said, you catch on? He goes, yeah, man. He goes, what do you got? And so I played in the archives. I'm like, God damn, you are good. So, I mean, you know, I said, yeah, well, come check out the show. So I don't know if he's listening right now, but yeah, it was nice to meet somebody else that's woke up. You know, because not too many people still woke up yet. This system is fucked up bad, but it's continuously getting worse by the minute. Today I seen on the news about that Malaysian airline, the U.S. is getting all pissed off because they can't come over and check out the shit, and they're taking all the shit away, and they can't come over and rescue. Well, ain't none of our fucking business.
So,
you know,
Ron,
I mean?
Ron, he, yeah, you're right.
So, I mean, what I'm saying is, it's none of our business. This ain't our country. It wasn't one of our airlines. You know, so we have no say-so over it, but they certainly think they do.
So maybe it was a false flag. Maybe it was a real incident, but it was a false flag at the same time. Now, really, people did die, though, but it was still a false flag.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Maybe it was on Flight 370, the one that disappeared. Maybe that was the plane, and they just named it Flight 17. Because if you kind of look at it...
Well, it does seem kind of odd, doesn't it? Same airline, two different incidents, real close together like that.
Because, come on now, Flight 17 on July 17th now?
Yeah, but there's different passengers, totally different passengers. They can't do that. I mean, you got six, seven people from the top HIV researchers in the world that are all of a sudden on this that boarded it. Over there, and the Danes, the Prime Minister is complaining now and wants someone held accountable for it. There's no way to make that connection. That thing was documented leaving Europe and flying down over there, the flight path, everything.
I mean,
there's
did,
no way.
Do you have the manifest, Mike? You got the manifest?
No,
I got
you've seen it. Those six people, those researchers were waiting to go to a big event down in Australia that was being held, and
AIDS research. They did it for AIDS.
Right. There was a big symposium or whatever that was going on.
I had the manifest of all 295 passengers die. I had the manifest right now.
Right. Well, like Elon said, and Smokey, we're talking about decomposing bodies, and you know, so I heard some rumors of that, and I also heard some of the bodies that had no blood in them, you know, all that kinds of crazy shit. I don't know how true the rumors are. I haven't seen nothing really back yet.
I mentioned it on George's show the other night. The one conspiracy thing that I haven't heard, which thankfully nobody's brought it up yet, was if you looked at the Russians hate gays. They are not sympathetic whatsoever. They'll lock you up. They want nothing to do with gays. They don't believe in the gay liberation, anything. That's it. If you're gay, they find out you're gay, they send you away. Now, I wonder how come none of the liberation, none of the tin hat people have come out and said, Putin did this on purpose to make sure that HIV is not cured. He killed all the top researchers. They shot that down on purpose. You watch. It's a matter of time before somebody comes forward.
I'm
amazed nobody's come forward yet and said, conspiracy.
Somebody just killed the cure for AIDS.
Yeah,
you know,
that was it. They did it on purpose. It was the Russians.
Yeah.
You
Russians,
watch.
Yeah,
it's going to happen.
That.
I mean.
Cure for AIDS. Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, everybody's looked at it. Things
that
we've been bullshitted so much.
Fucking, the AIDS virus is a man-made virus, man.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of your cancers.
If you really look at it, AIDS is irrelevant. If you look at it, the pro-Russians and separatists are the ones that's trying to in Ukraine is trying to boost up and make it look like Russia shot these planes. These this is passing the plane down. And what was the missile that they're saying in the lamestream media? Boot missiles or something? Anti surface to air missiles that shot it down. What they're doing is trying to start a bigger war than what it is.
Yeah, and it's not taking off for them. Don't that piss you off? Something's going to break soon. It's got to. It's got to happen. Even old Dick Cheney said it on an interview I seen last week with him. He said, yeah, there's something big going to come. It's going to be bigger than 9/11. It could be shit. Not Dick Cheney himself saying that shit. He knows. He's the one that orchestrated 9/11, I think.
Yeah, Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld.
That crazy bastard, both of them, all of them.
And this flight just made it worse because you got John Kerry out there running his damn mouth talking about this and that and this and that. This is what we got. And you got John McCain, man. Shut your fucking old ass. Y'all don't know what the fuck. Y'all making more problems than what it is.
Right, like Talk saying in the chat room, the Jew bankers run the show. You're right, they do run the show. They always have. It's all about money. It's money and power.
You know what it is? You know what? Because Vladimir Putin went to the BRICS. The BRICS just passed a damn bill or something where Vladimir Putin, and I forgot the other nations, a BRICS. It's called BRICS. So it's a new kind of banking system. I don't really know too much about it, but if anybody else knows about the BRICS. Vladimir Putin is against the New World Order. Now, if you really look at it, Putin is against the New World Order. He's against his banking system. We thinking that he's wrong and he's this crazy guy.
They have their own currency now. They don't have central bank at all in Russia. They run their own game.
Yeah, because Putin is against the global order. He doesn't want a global order. He doesn't want that. But the Western media, is making us portray as that Putin is bad. But if you really look at it, Putin is not really bad because he's against that. He don't want a global order with a new currency. He doesn't want that. But us and the Vatican and all the NATO nations want that. They want a new currency. But
they want the one world order. They want one big main ruler. They want their concerns. They want to control everything. One law fits for all. That's the way it's going to be. One law for all. You see what I'm saying? And they can change it as they go along like they do now. They change shit so much. There's so many laws on top of laws. You can commit one crime, but there's 40 fucking laws for it. You know what I mean? 40 different ways you can prosecute. There's no way of winning it. You know, like I said before, I try to explain to people. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not going to give legal advice. I have to say that shit. But anyway, the deal of it is, when you go to court and you find out the fucking new one that filed the plaintiff is the state, and the state's also the judge, what's wrong with that picture? You see what I mean? You can claim fraud right there on the spot. You know, conflict of interest, it can't be that way. You know, and they'll tell you, you know, you're talking about, yes, I do. That's the sad part. Yes, I do. And you know I do. And you hate it. Matter of fact, I ran to a state worker that works with DCFS a few days ago. And I was talking to her, and I started throwing my shit at her what I know about her. She agreed with me 100%. She said, You're absolutely right. A lot of people don't know that. I said, no, they don't. And that's the sad part. They don't know it. people don't understand. They can break these chains of control off their fucking arms, man. They can get loose from this, you know. They just got to know how to do it. And they don't.
Bond,
they've got them so fucking dumbed down, they don't fucking know how to get out of it.
Exactly, Ron. You made a good point, Ron. God damn, Ron. I love you, Ron.
Mm-hmm. Right on. But that's the whole fucking thing is, one, is I never claimed to be a U.S. citizen. Never. Ever.
I'm not a U.S. citizen.
I'm an American. Okay?
Yes, I'm American.
I pledge allegiance to the corporation, which is in plain English and black and white. I've seen the paperwork on this shit in 1871 when the U.S. went incorporated itself. You know what incorporated means? They mean they can protect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Rulers. That means I'm natural law of the earth. I'm natural law.
No, it doesn't mean natural law. No, it doesn't. No. No, when you're incorporated, okay, when you're incorporated business, you yourself is personally out of the problem. If your business fucks up, they don't hold you personally responsible for it. Just the business, okay? So if these politicians fuck up, which they have done for so long, and they got by with so long because they're not responsible for it. The corporation's responsible for it. You see what I'm saying? That's how they get by with this shit. They can fuck up and blame it on the fucking company. See? That's how it works. A lot of people understand that. But look up incorporated. Look it up. Or LLC. Look at all them. Exactly what I'll say. But here's the problem. When you are incorporated, that gives government control of your business completely. That means you don't get to play with your money like you could if you're sole owner. You know what I mean?
What you're saying is like I lose interest in my money. So it's like you're saying, it's like the same time to me having like a I'm in stock market or something like that. I still lose money.
It's not that. It's just you cannot do what you want with your money. You have to explain to them every fucking penny you spend on everything you bought, you know, what you need to in business anyway to keep your books straight. But, I mean, you're in debt to that. And, you know, you have to pay yourself a payroll. You have to pay yourself a paycheck. You know, just like the rest of it.
So you're saying I don't really have to pay taxes, because if you look at the law code of the bill of the IRS, I don't have to pay taxes. It says voluntary that I have to pay taxes.
That's right.
So
hey, Smokey, how you doing, brother?
Now, Ron, why is people paying taxes then if they don't know? I guess they don't know the law.
They don't
then.
Know. They think they have to. They think they have to do it. That's the problem. The Constitution protects you from that. But do you understand something? You, when you were born, on your birth certificate, when you became a corporation, yourself, your human body, you became a corporation, you understand? The Constitution is not there for you no more. You have no constitutional rights. You have no bill of rights. You have nothing because you're a corporation. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, it's like I sold myself over. When I was born, my birth certificate is like, what, worth 350,000 grand?
Well, something like that. But that's not the way that works, man. What it is, they use you for collateral to pay off the debt that they acquire. You understand what I mean?
Oh, okay.
You're like a franchise to the big corporation called the U.S. government. You are a franchise of it, okay? They own your stock of you. The stock bond of you, they own it, okay? Because like I said before, many times explained to people about the birth certificate is when you were born, they signed a live birth document,
okay?
Then it turned into a birth certificate.
Okay, you're right.
So they didn't claim the fucking product. See, two people married is a merged corporation. It's two corporations merging together, okay? And they produce a product, which is a baby, okay? So there you go. That's how it all works.
So it's like the same thing you said a couple years ago, about 2 or 3 years ago, like me pumping gas in my when I pump gas, when I go to the damn gas station, I put that damn pump in my damn shit. That's commerce.
Right.
So that means I get the ability
that's
for
a contract.
The pump.
That's a contract.
Yeah. So
now
that
you,
means
I know
get
you
the
understood.
Bill.
That's why the letters are in big. The price is in big numbers, so you can see it clearly. And you see the price, and you agree to buy at that price. That's terms and conditions. You understood the terms and conditions. You accepted it. So you pumped the gas.
So that means I gave my consent to let the cops pull me over after I put my pump in that gas pump.
If you didn't pay for it, right.
Right. So
hey,
if I paid for it,
Here's a fun fact trick. I like playing with cops. Okay. Here's what I like doing with them. Okay. And they don't catch you. They're cheap. A lot of them don't have a fucking idea what I did to them. Is if a cop would pull me over, okay, and he goes, can I see your driver's license and insurance? I would say no. One, I don't ask questions. Two, if you open your mouth one more time, you understand terms and conditions. It's $100 a minute when you open your mouth. Remember the terms and conditions. So if you speak one more time, you understand terms and conditions. Now, I then told him three times, okay, and that cop's going to open his mouth. He's going to open his mouth. And as soon as he opens his mouth, I take my watch to the time of this day. On this day, day, and time, you start talking to me, and it's $100 a minute, so continue on. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And it's a contract. It's a legal contract. Very legal contract. So,
okay, yeah. Then it's kind of like the same thing. If I don't consent to nothing you say, I'm not consenting.
That's right.
So, I mean, I'm not breaking the law for me not consenting with you.
Right. You ain't breaking no law. Of course, they'll get mad, blah, 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 blah. You know, and the other thing I found out about, like, the local jail here, you had to have at least $7 on the books to see a doctor. Or a nurse. You know what I mean?
So it's kind of like, Ron, it's kind of like the same thing. Now, if I get pulled over and they tell I'm going to bring the dogs in and the dogs search my car and find some drugs, really, they still in the wrong. I didn't give them no consent. I said, no, you can't search my car.
No, but they change those laws, Michael. What they do is they change them around. They come up, well, this is no need for a warrant. You got the Patriot Act started all out, that bullshit. And now they can search your house without a warrant and all that crazy shit. But there again, you have to commit to it. You have to commit to a contract. And understand,
you know, if I don't get no consent, though, I mean, how can you search my car and if I say no consent?
Well, they have to get a warrant. They have to get a warrant to search a car.
Okay, like probable cause, too, like
that. But now they got it where they have laws set up now where if the dog goes up, they have the right to search a car. And the dog's trying to go off for any reason.
So it has to be a probable cause, so they have to smell something.
Right, but the dogs are trained to go off on a command. You give the dog a command, it'll go off.
I seen a video of a guy went through a checkpoint, he had a video camera, and the dog didn't find shit, but the cops knew how to make the dog go ahead and make his paw on the car like they found something.
I saw that in Tennessee.
Happened in Tennessee. I saw that video.
I think it was in Philadelphia or somewhere like that. A couple weeks ago, a cop got shot and killed by a guy. They did a no-knock search warrant. You walk to the guy's house and kind of load a fucking gun in this cop. Well, they had to let the guy go. They couldn't charge him with it. They couldn't get him assaulting an officer, shooting a man, nothing. So they came in the house. They walked right into his house. And there's a one law contradicting the other law. It's a no-knock warrant. But there again, the guy has the right to protect his house. You see what I'm saying? So it didn't arrest him. And as a matter of fact, I did a case, it was about 15, 16 years ago, man. This cop, he was a little asshole punk around this town. And he was following this guy home from a bar. The guy got home, the guy was laying on his couch. And the cop walked in the house, the guy emptied a .44 Magnum, the cop killed him, all right? And they couldn't take him either because the cop didn't have a warrant to walk in the house. See what I mean? What happens, some of these cops get their heads all so up, they're a god, they can do anything they want, when they want, you know what I mean? But there's rules for them, too. But they're fall guys, anyway, for the big money people. You know, they're the criminal jackboots, the actual thugs that do the crime for the others. To make money. I have a guy, the cops say he didn't stop, so when he did stop, they snatched the guy out of the car and threw him on the ground and handcuffed him. Well, guess what? The cop's going to get sued for that. You know? And charged with assault. Because the guy wasn't threatening nobody with nothing. He wasn't resisting nothing. So they have no right to grab you and slam you on the ground like that. They have no reason to do that. Because one, didn't have a weapon, two, he wasn't threatening, so, you know, what's the reason to grab the man and throw him on the ground like that? But see, they've got by with this for so long, they think it's okay to do it, and the people let it happen. It's bullshit. It's going to get bad here soon. I'm telling you, man, because I hear what I'm saying. What I've been told lately, past few months, they're getting more domestic battery calls than ever. People are fighting with each other. You know, usually it's over money. You know what I mean? But the economy is in such a strain right now. It's a very thin line, and it's actually cracking.
So that's what we're going to see. We're going to see the money cracking.
It's going to be over.
Ron, you don't think that's a setup?
You should what?
You don't think it's a setup? Like, it could be a setup to really pass laws?
Well, they wanted to. I mean, look at the simple fact is they opened the fucking borders wide open. You had all these diseased people coming over this country. Matter of fact, I found out we had 250 here in Missouri last week. And guess what? The fun part about that is, they're worth $5,000 a month you can make off of housing these people. You know, I'm seriously considering putting up a big building out here just to do it. Why not? $5,000 bucks, you know, a pop a month? The housing? Shit. Give me $5,000 a person. I'll house them like inmates. I mean, I wouldn't do that. I'm just bullshitting. But, you know, come on, man. But $5,000 bucks a person. Wouldn't that be a sweet paycheck? Just think, if you had 10 people, you know, or if you had, well, two people, that's $10,000 a month. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's
if you had 20, that's $100,000 a month. Wow. She's too good to be true, ain't it? So that,
yeah,
that actually promotes this shit. You know, that, yeah, let them all in. Fuck yeah, we'll take as many as we can get. You know, if you had a hotel or something like that, a motel wasn't doing too good, shit. Guaranteed 5,000 months of rent for these people living there, and you ain't got to feed them either? Fuck.
Ron, I just looked up I just looked up a link for you. Did you hear about the talking about what's going on with the comps and everything else that's out there? Did you hear about the guy that got killed in Staten Island by the police, by the New York City cops? This just happened a couple of days ago. Hold on 1 second.
Well, I see on news that they found a body in the Mississippi River in St. Louis that floated from far, far away.
It did?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Didn't know where it came from. In St. Louis, it's not uncommon to find a body floating in the water in St. Louis. It happens all the time.
Well, from Mississippi. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah,
the Mississippi River. Right. But no, this one floated from a long distance. It wouldn't know we went to St. Louis. A barge operator's seen it.
No, this one, they had a history with the guy because the guy was selling money. He was selling money. He was selling illegal cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
So they had,
I heard.
Did you hear about that guy?
Yeah, I think Al Sharpton marched on it or something.
Yeah, it was a hell of a mess. But here, I'm posting it up now. Let's see if it goes up. Okay, right there.
There we go.
That's the actual video. They show the guy. I mean, as far as
the
video, it shows the guy dying. I mean, the guy's,
wow.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. And all of a sudden, you get quiet. That's it. You get a video of the guy dying.
Yeah, chokehold him, yeah.
And right away, the police said, well, we don't use chokehold, so no, that's not what you, well, the video shows it. Then all of a sudden, what they do, the guy that was doing the chokehold, they pulled his gun and his badge from him right away.
Mm-hmm.
Now they don't know what to say.
Yeah, I see the picture of the video and popped up of it.
Yeah, but you clicked on it, there's a video.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it. And that's what kills me. Even with all this video footage he's constantly being caught doing, they still continue to be fucking ignorant.
Yeah.
It cracks me up, man. Bullshit.
Hey, now, you know, I'm gonna ask y'all some racial-ass shit now. I got to ask y'all some racial shit now. Ron, this is not condoned the Ron show. There's nothing his opinion. This is all the caller's opinions, okay, people? This is the caller's opinion. Nothing has to do with the Ron Rex show. But...
It's about
now,
the war and what's going to happen.
I heard on another show that they're saying that since the sun is getting more heated up, that white people are going to die because of the sun heating up and stuff like that. And black folks will be around, but the white people will go ahead and dissipate. It won't be no more white people on this planet. And I was kind of thinking, like, does the sun discriminate? I thought the sun take out every human that's on this planet. I didn't think the sun really cares about one certain race. I had to put that in there.
That sounds like bullshit.
That's bullshit. Who's dreaming that stuff up? Now, another link that I want to put up, this is one of the funnier links. George, is George still on with us? George, you're going to like this. Are you there?
He's still on the board.
Maybe he's still there.
Yeah, but he's still there.
Anyway, getting back to the beginning where we were talking about the mules and the donkeys, Francis,
mm-hmm.
I found the link where they were getting ready to lock up Sterling, the lieutenant, to put him in the nut house because nobody believed that mules and donkeys or whatever can talk. And Sterling convinced the general, come with me, I'll introduce you to the mule, and you'll be able to see for yourself that the mule speaks. So he went there and the mule wouldn't talk. They tried everything. And so here's the link right here.
Okay.
See it, Meta Cafe, the one below it.
Hang on, I'm on that one video right now.
Oh.
I wish I could be in the chat room.
What happened to your computer? Still, you don't have it?
Yeah,
They had to send the motherboard to.
I know, but that's been like Jesus Christ. You could build a motherboard for the amount of time they've had that thing.
I bet they could fly
the engineer that designed it from Japan, and the technicians in China that made the board over here, buy them dinner and have them make it and install it in the amount of time you've had it.
Yeah, I was asking the same thing.
Fuck, I would have told them, look. Yeah, send Quasimodo, Yamaguchi, and the rest of them over here. I got spare bedrooms. We'll have them, and they can do the thing right in my house. Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know, Mike. It might be cheaper just to get another computer at this point.
Oh, no, hell no. I paid them $200 to fix my shit, so they're going to fix that and shit. Hell no. I'm going to make them fix it.
Yeah.
You see me on Judge Joe Brown or some shit like that.
Oh, when you get the computer back, you're going to have to look up some of those episodes. Francis the Talking Mule. They're pretty funny. They're really, really well done. And, but... I guess it's one of those forgotten TV...
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I'll trust them for this time being. They better fix it this time, but don't I'm getting on the air.
Did the video come up of the cops putting the guy in the chokehold?
Yeah, I'm watching it now.
How can they contest that? That looks like a major lawsuit. There's no way around that.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about police abuse. I feel bad for the families of every family that's involved. The guy that died, the cops' families,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they're ruined. So many lives are ruined. Why? Because of arrogance. They said, well, we got a history with him. At first, one of the articles, the news came out, said there was a warrant out for him. Turns out, well, there was no warrant out for him. Well, we saw him selling cigarettes. No, they were called because it was a fight. And the guy even that was videotaping it came out on that guy's behalf and said, no, man, he split up. He broke up the fight. He was the good guy. What are you doing? I didn't look around where he was. They said that he's the type that used to walk around with a garbage bag with cartons of cigarettes in them and sell the bootleg cigarettes. You know, the tax-free cigarettes, rather. Because in New York now, they can make a lot of money. I mean, a carton's selling for about $100 a carton or so, 110.
Yeah, shit.
So you pick them up down
minimum.
South, it's a big industry. What?
How much is the rent in New York for like an apartment or something?
Apartment? I wouldn't even want to guess. I'm sure you could find some sleazebag place for like $800 a month, easy. But I bet you most of them are $1,800, $2,000.
For a one bedroom,
I guess down here I can get something for $300 a month.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want the view for what you get for $300 a month in New York City.
But down here, for $800, I can get a five-bedroom house for $800 a month.
Not up here. George is about an hour and a half, 2 hours north of New York City, and that's not cheap either, and he's north of it.
On average, for an apartment where I live, which only includes heat and hot water, is $965 a month for a one-bedroom.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've heard of people around here paying $1,400, $1,500 for two bedrooms.
I've heard of that price tag for a one-bedroom in Westchester. Are you kidding?
Yeah. It's a lot of money.
I guess if you look at it, y'all make more money up there, though, than down here in the South.
No, not really.
If we do, they suck it up real fast.
Yeah, they suck it up in taxes and everything else.
Oh, yeah. It's like down here in the South, people talking about, if I go up north, I'll make more money. Really, technically, if you make minimum wage, there's no difference. Really, it ain't. Because up there, the cost of living costs more. Then you're going to pay more. But down here, the cost of living is less, but you get paid less. So it really ain't no difference.
George, that last link I put up, did you see it?
No, I didn't. I wasn't really looking
at it. Well, Frank Smiley talks.
Huh?
That's where the mule actually addresses the general, and the general can't believe it. The general at first tried getting the mule to talk, Francis, and Francis was ignoring him. So then the general turned to the lieutenant and started yelling at him, said, "You lieutenants, I don't understand you." You got to see it. It's a good clip. It's a classic.
Well, if it ever opens.
But down here, we have farms and stuff like that. We make a lot of money with farms and different businesses with food and stuff like that.
Well, agriculture is a big thing down there. Yeah, up here, the property's worth more for development than unless you move the further north you go away from the cities. I mean, they have anything for agriculture. My God, they're going to turn it into a development. They'll buy it up and start chopping it up and building houses on it.
Yeah, we got a lot of farming areas around here. A lot of acres of farming. Ain't nothing but farming down here. Right now, I just bought me some boiled peanuts from my man. He had a farm and stuff. These boiled peanuts is off. These boiled peanuts ain't no playing no game right now.
What the hell's a boiled peanut?
A boiled peanut? You know about no boiled peanut?
No. I never even seen a bull up here in New York. I'm sure further up north there are, but not in Westchester.
In the south, we talk different in the south than y'all talk.
I mean, Westchester and New York City, we got bull dykes. But I think they're different. I don't think they got horns. All right, what did I say? I didn't say anything. Now, am I not politically correct? Did I screw up? No.
No, that's how y'all talk up north. That's how y'all talk.
Yeah, we got them.
They talk different down here in the south. It's all different. All right. I mean, that's the good thing about America. Everybody's different, man. I don't want to see America the same way. Everybody thinks the same. Everybody's culture is the same. No, that's crazy.
Pardon me. You're commenting on our culture?
Your culture? Your culture? Your beat? You be up there in New York, New York, huh? I don't even know how to talk New York.
It's okay, neither do we. Don't worry. I had a kid over here in town say, instead of, he came up to me, shook my hand, and said it was something I gave him, and he said, "Yo, man, I depreciate it, yo. I depreciate it. What? I depreciate it. Okay, I guess that's the new part of the new language. I guess I'm not up to speed with."
Yeah, down here we have home cooking, man. We have cornbread, collard greens. We have barbecue. Now, the barbecue is off. Barbecue down there, if you come down here and get that barbecue, oh, my God. Hash and rice? Oh, man, you'll fall in love down here with that. Not that good shit. But I know up north, y'all don't eat barbecue or nothing like that.
No, we love barbecue up here. I mean, down in New York City, one of the favorite things they barbecue down in New York City are Republicans and conservatives. They cook them all the time down there.
Dinner is served.
Oh, yeah. That's why I live further north. I stay away from the city as much as I can. Yeah, they cook them all the time. Remember that famous quote? Remember that famous quote from W.C. Fields when somebody asked him, "Do you like children?" "Only if they're cooked properly."
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Y'all got good pizza, but no, y'all ain't got that home cooking now. Y'all got that city food. Come to the South, Mike. Come to Charleston, South Carolina. I'll hook you up with some good food.
I don't know. We'll see you after November. If we're able to change the governor, then I'll stay here. Otherwise, I don't know.
Yeah, come to Charleston. Charleston, South Carolina. There's a good seafood down here, man. We got some good seafood in Charleston. I'm about to go to Charleston next week. I'm going to be in Charleston. Right at the beach. We got the good food down here, man. Come to Charleston. I mean, everybody hate on South Carolina. I don't know why people talk so much shit about South Carolina. What's so wrong with South Carolina, y'all? I mean, y'all in other states, but everybody talks crap about South Carolina.
Well, Michael Hood, I've got a cousin that lives in South Carolina, down in Spartanburg.
Oh, Oh yeah, I got a cousin that lives in Spartanburg too.
He loves it down there. He loves it down there. In fact, when I was homeless and living in my van, he tried desperately to get me down to come down there.
Yeah. But I don't know why, George, why did they talk about South Carolina for? I mean, people just look like South Carolina is like a shit ass state.
Who's talking about South Carolina?
People in general. A lot of people do. They're like, who is South Carolina and this and that? I will never move there. I would never live there in South Carolina.
No, I never heard.
I think a lot of New Yorkers move down to the Carolinas to retire. It's cheaper and it's better life. A lot of them do. Nobody makes fun of it. A lot of them moving down there. I think it would be better than going to Florida.
Well, there's a lot of New Yorkers that moved to South Carolina because they got in trouble in New York, so they had to come down in the South to get away.
Wait a minute, Michael. No, that's not entirely accurate.
No, I don't believe that.
If you're in the hood
and his family moved out. My cousin and his family moved to South Carolina because they wanted to settle in a nice area. They were living in Oklahoma. They didn't like it there, so they went down to South Carolina and they said, you know what, this is better, this is much better. When they moved into Spartanburg, the people are friendly. They're cordial. I mean. They damn near give you the shirt off their back. That's how nice they are down there.
Well, yeah, we do that. Yeah. But at the same time, a lot of people look at us like we're stupid. Like in South Carolina, we're dumb and we don't know nothing. We're not smart enough at all.
I mean, let me tell you. People wherever you go. You got some really good people, you got some really not so good people. You got smart people wherever you go, and you got some, they're not so smart.
And then there are NRA members.
New York, it's even worse.
Mm-hmm. What about Lindsey Graham?
And I live in New York.
What about Lindsey Graham? Is he smart? Is he stupid?
Hey, people judge you by the bumper stickers you have on your car, for God's sakes. Look at this. I mean, I got a lifetime NRA membership sticker on the back of my car. You know how many comments I've had about that? Oh, you're one of them?
Yeah.
Well, hell, when I was in the New York Guard, I had people walking up to me, you know, from out of town, out of state, looking at me. They look at the tape on my uniform, and they go, oh, you're a wannabe. You're a soldier. You're a fake.
Yeah.
I turned around and said, really? You think that's what you think of me? Ask the National Guard what they think of me. And I'll bet you dollars to donuts they'd tell you otherwise. And not more than 2 feet from me were four National Guard soldiers who walked up and told them right to their face, you think the New York Guard is a... Tell you what, while you're in New York, think about this. These wannabes, as you call them, are the ones protecting your ass. So I would suggest you be nice to them. They shut up real quick.
But what I look at for South Carolina...
I've heard all kinds of dumbass remarks, and I've heard a lot of dumbass statements made. But when it comes
George,
right
I'm
down,
about to say, I'm about to say a dumbass comment now.
Go,
South Carolina is the dumbest state in America. I say it right now.
Why is
people
that?
Don't want to agree with me, they can say it otherwise, but South Carolina is the dumbest state in the country.
Why?
Because they're stupid. They're ignorant down here. If you come down here, people are ignorant, man. If you try to tell people about politics or anything, they don't care. They're ignorant. Well, where I live at is nothing but nursing homes. It's nursing homes where I live at. I live in a retirement town where it's nothing but old people that got money and stuff like that, and they're retired. And you go around asking young people about things. They don't know shit. They're dumb in South Carolina. People are dumb. They're stupid. I hate to say it. I really hate to say this in South Carolina. I live in South Carolina. But people in South Carolina are dumb. They're stupid. We let anything go on. They don't even question anything down here. No one questions anything. People down here don't even vote. They just go in and live their life day to day. I'm like, damn. Like,
I think that's nationwide. That sounds like the America that I'm starting to know and love over here.
You know what? You might as well say South Carolina is the capital of America.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. You think it's just down there? I think it's a lot worse all over. No. George, speaking of military, did that last link, were you able to open it or no? The one with the general talking to the mule? I thought you'd get a kick out of that, where he's giving orders to the mule.
Well, yeah, you better bring some mules down here to go ahead for the South Carolinians and stuff like that. And go ahead and ship the ass to the FEMA trains. They can just load up to the FEMA trains and get their ass on willingly because they need it.
And then watch for the aliens coming down and then the earthquake that's going to come and then the Illuminati are going to be leading the charge.
Illuminati.
And then National Treasure is going to, and then the rays that are coming off. I know. There's some, Michael, they got lists of the shit.
You
Jesus
know what,
Christ.
Mike, the crazy thing about that Illuminati stuff, people always swear they know what the Illuminati is really
saying. That's why Hollywood did National Treasure, so that everybody goes.
If you understand, the Illuminati was against the church. They was against the church because they were all scientifically. They was against the church and stuff like that. They was all as one being with science and everything. It ain't like they was really bad or anything like that. They were just against religion. They how the religion was, and it was scientifically. They did it that way. They was against the church. They were more being enlightening where everybody was one, but, I mean, people are just even switch it up now, and Illuminati is evil.
Yeah, I know. But I guess George and Ron, did that, maybe the link didn't open up that I sent for that video? It didn't open up at all? It's a short clip. It's only like a minute and 30 seconds. Did anybody try the link? What I'm worried about is it wasn't through YouTube. It was through another video server, so maybe it doesn't work. I don't know. I could only find the one clip in Meta Cafe or something.
Did y'all see the executive order that Obama passed that with emergency systems that he can come in and bring in an emergency system anytime he wants? You know, little shit that come across your TV. You know, little shit like that. Obama can do that any time of the day now. Obama can do this any time of the day. Everybody's so focused on the damn crash site. They ain't paying attention that what Obama is doing with executive order pen. His little pen. Go ahead and sign it off, Obama. Sign it off even more. Sign people more rights away. Thank you, Obama. Thank you, Obama. If you listen to me, Obama, CIA, NSA, thank you. I appreciate your job that you do, man. You do it for the country, and you do it for the American people. Thank you. Help us out.
I don't want anything happening to him right now because I just ordered through Amazon.com something, and I want to make sure it gets there in one piece.
Oh, Mike, you know Amazon will come with a drone now. Amazon
right,
got
it's
new
okay, as
now.
Long as they deliver my new Obama Chia Pet intact, because I don't want that thing cracked. Because, you know, if it's anatomically correct, I mean, the ears are going to stick out further, and there's a better chance for having one of the ears crack off or something on the Obama head. I want to be able to spread out the chia stuff all over it so it grows correctly.
All right, now, Mike, when the drone come down in front of your damn door, when the drone is going to ring your doorbell. When the drone rings your doorbell, you're going to open the door. You're going to see a drone right there in front of your face.
No, who's that?
The drone will say, oh, did you get your package yet? Thank you for shopping at Amazon.
Yeah, really.
I bet you didn't know. It might tase your ass, too, while you all open the door. I'm going to tase your ass. You got tased, dude.
No, shit.
Head,
hey, I got an Obama mask, so that happens. I'll answer the door wearing the mask. I'll be fine.
Dave, well, that's some crazy shit. If a drone rings your doorbell now, the drone is flying right there in front of your door. It rings the doorbell to drop your package off. And after you get your package, the drone doesn't leave now. Well, what happens if the drone malfunctions and stuff, and then once you get your package, though, the drone sits there and still sits in front of your door?
Hey, if they start doing that, I'll tell you what, the dirtbags in cities will start picking off the drones while they're in midair so you get free stuff. Shoot it out of the air.
Yeah. Oh, Michael, I know your damn number. I know your address. I got your ass.
Yeah, really.
Lovely.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, man. I mean, but if you heard Obama's speech when he did in 2008, now he was at what's that little shit he do, the little dinner, and then he kind of be a comedian and stuff. You know how the president's coming in and be a comedian? And
oh,
stuff?
The roast. Well,
yeah,
the press corps.
Yeah, yeah. And Obama said one day, you know what? I got two words for you: predator drones. You would never see them coming. And everybody just laughed. They laughed when Obama said, I got two words for you: predator drones. You would never see them coming. You would never see them coming.
Damn.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. That's some
bullshit. No joke. You know those, they call them drones, but they're like, you could buy them in stores. They got four propellers. It's like a helicopter drone.
Right.
You know those things you can buy them now?
I noticed companies that are photographers
are offering them as a service. So what they do is they put one of those little cameras, GoPro or whatever it is, they put it on that thing, on that little four propeller thing, and they'll send it up, and they have it as a service. So for photography, the congressman that we have for our district over here got married over in Cold Spring, George. And the video, somebody put the video up on Facebook, and they had that drone propeller give a bird's-eye view of what the wedding looked like on the estate, and everybody lined up in the reception. I thought, oh, look at this now. Oh, my God. And it's part of the service when you hire this photographer. So everything's getting high-tech. That was the first I ever heard of that. I guess that's the wave of the future.
Well, I have a buddy of mine. I have friends in Afghanistan right now flying that shit. You fly some drone fuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a job to have, huh?
Hey, did y'all see the speech Obama did in 2009? This is another story what Obama did. Now, Obama was talking at the Women's Union, like it was with the Women's Council or something, with the women that it was doing with women now. And he was sitting there and he was speeching now. He talked this speech, but you know how you got in front of the podium and you got the little the United States seal and stuff right there?
Yeah.
The United States seal fell now. It fell to the ground. And Obama was speechless. Obama said, he looked around in the crowd. He said, well, I guess there's some guys in the back that's kind of going mad right now. And he just laughed like, huh-huh. And he threw up the six now. He threw the little six on his eye and stuff. He just threw it up like, I don't know what's going on right now, but I know there's some guys in the back that's kind of mad right now. What's going on? Because when he said this shit, the podium fell. The United States Shield fell right when he was speaking. And it fell right to the ground, and he started laughing. He couldn't say shit. Look that shit up now. Look at the podium of the United States Seal when Obama was at the Women's Council speaking, and it fell.
Not surprised.
Then another part was at the Olympics, the 2012 Olympics, and we had the Russian flag, we had the United States flag, and it was another flag. I forgot that country flag, and our American flag has fell off the damn thing. It fell and hit the ground at the opening of the 2012 Olympics in London. Shit fell and hit the ground. They couldn't say shit. He's like, what? The American flag fell. What's wrong with America?
I wonder if they fired the guy that set that up.
Oh, no. I don't know. He probably did get fired.
Yeah.
Should have fired his ass.
He used the Chinese parts when it fell apart.
Yeah, I think it was Russia, America, and the Chinese flag. But our flag was higher than the Russian and Chinese flag. It was at the top. But our flag fell off at the end of the ceremony of the 2012 Olympics. and it fell off and it hit the ground at the Olympics and nobody said shit. He just looked.
Jesus Christ. So what do you think about that guy getting strangled?
Well, it's bullshit, first off.
Yep.
You got strangled?
You saw the whole thing. And you saw the whole thing. Did you hear the audio on it? It had everything there.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And they said, the report from the commissioner said, we're not going to comment until we get all the facts. What all the facts, dude? The video is right there. It shows you everything.
Right.
From the start
right.
up to the end, it shows everything.
Right.
So what are the facts?
Video is a blessing, man. Video is a blessing, really.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's like I got one, like I said, it was a deal a day or two ago. The guy got stopped by cops. They dragged my car through him on the ground. All right? For no reason. So they got him pulled over, so they said he would stop. They pulled him out of the car, threw him on the ground. You know, they do that shit all the time. All the time. You know? Like I said, it's getting, these cops are getting fucking retarded. You know, it's coming soon, guys. I'm here to tell you, a lot of people going this fucking, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, fuck no.
Oh, yeah, well.
Sorry, this shit's coming soon.
Ron, what's the guy say, 100 years left? Well, we ain't got no 100 years left. We got about 10 to 15, I say 10 to 15 years left.
Well, I'm talking about this is going to be a civil unrest here in this country.
Oh.
I mean, the UN's already in place. All the fucking, the camps are set up, ready to go. You know, they're ready for this. They know it's coming.
Not
they know it. They want it to come. With this shit, these bars open up like this right now, people are going to get pissed off, man. I haven't heard much about the border crossing in a couple of days. You know, I haven't heard much nothing on mainstream media. No,
because they know people are pissed, so they're going to downplay it now.
But maybe I have family in the Fourth Reich. Maybe I'm in the Fourth Reich. The Fourth Reich is taking over America, and the Zionist Jews are not going to be able to fight the Fourth Reich at all. So go ahead and get ready, because show me your papers. Show me your papers, because the Fourth Reich is going to take over, and there's nothing you can really do about it. I'm telling you, man. The Fourth Reich is going to
force people to take their RFID chip shoved in their body. That's when it's going to go fucking south.
Michael, if you guys create like a Fourth Reich, are you going to have special headgear? Because if you're going to have those helmets with the spikes, I'm going to build a bunch of them. I'm going to make money. You guys can't parade and shit unless you got the right stuff. So give me a heads up, and
we're
going to order a bunch of those. They might be made in China, but it's okay. They're going to have spikes.
No, we dress up as police, Mike. We dress
all
up
right.
as police officers.
Yeah, don't forget about your youth program. All those kids in there start throwing youth programs.
Oh, they had the same as ours. Basically, they had Cub Scouts. They called them Deutschjungen. Then after that, they graduate Cub Scouts. They go into what we have as Boy Scouts. Then they call it Hitlerjungen.
Right.
Yeah, exactly, I mean, if you look at Rashtag, that happened in what was that year, Rashtag in Germany? That was in 1939, wasn't it? So the Rashtag when Hitler firebombed what was it called?
Oh, the Reichstag.
Yeah.
The Reichstag, when he did it, 1933, when he took power.
Yeah. That's the same thing what happened in America with the World Peace Center. It happened the same way.
You ever seen that movie Monument Men? Monument Men?
No, you know what? We were supposed to watch it tonight. My wife ordered it on Netflix, and I didn't end up, and I'll probably hear about it tomorrow. You were on the phone.
With Netflix? I'm the Fourth Reich. You know you have to pay me 10% of that, Mike.
Oh, is that yours?
Yeah, the Fourth Reich owns Netflix.
I'm going to look and see if you guys got spiked helmets. That's all there is to it.
I run this look at Redbox. I once.
Was it any good?
I want to watch it. Yeah, it's real good. It's real good. You know, Bill Murray, John Goodman's in it, and George Clooney. Matt Damon, I think's in it.
Yeah, it's pretty good because Matt Damon and George Clooney is a Fourth Reich activist. So welcome to the club.
George Clooney, I thought he was like a liberal.
No, he lied. He lied to you. It was a lie. It was a setup.
Shit.
He was a mole. He was a mole. I'm sorry, Mike. He was a mole.
That's all right. The only one I really liked him was when he did that song with the Soggy Bottom Boys. I liked that. That was kind of cool.
Man of Constant Sorrow?
Yep. That was funny. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
But, that movie was pretty good. It didn't do good with the critics. But I thought it was pretty good. Hell, the soundtrack won Emmys.
I liked it.
Yeah. I did too. I got a copy of that movie. You bet.
Yeah, that was good.
Hey, but what is wrong with the Fourth Reich? Is there a problem? Is there a problem with the Fourth Reich?
Oh, I think
the
third didn't go very well. Fourth's going to have problems. The fifth might be an interesting one.
Yeah.
No, it ain't going to be a fifth. The fourth is the last one.
Just make sure to tell everybody that's joining the fourth, don't go for those little mustaches under the nose. It doesn't work anymore. They got to find something more original.
You know, like that. Yeah, because you'll see the Fourth Reich, like they'll have brown hair and brown eyes and stuff now.
Maybe go with the monobrow.
The single eyebrow.
That way they can differentiate themselves. But you got to do something outstanding, something different.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's different.
Unibrow and two lines went down your face and call you hashtag face.
That's it. I like that. That sounds good.
We're not KKK or nothing like that. We're not in the Ku Klux Klan or nothing like that. The Ku Klux Klan will be eliminated.
Not only does it represent the hashtag, it's also play TikTok. Go with it.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
Think about it.
There's nothing wrong with the fourth round. Nothing wrong with them.
Nah.
Come on, man.
Some of the old Nazis that I met, I'll tell you the common thing that they told me. They said, you know what? We don't want anything to do with it. The memories, nothing. We made mistakes. We were young. We were stupid. We believed what we were told. And we're old men now, and we don't want to hear about it. They don't want to remember it. They don't want to know from nothing, these guys. Wow. When I worked in Vail, Colorado, I mean, that's like the American Alps, you know. Picture some of the people that go skiing up there. A lot of Europeans. And I met a lot of interesting people.
Mike, go ask the CIA and the NSA and the DEA and the FBI and the CIA and NASA, and you can ask them that when they're, most of them are part of the Fourth Reich. Talk to them and they'll tell you. Part of the Fourth Reich.
I don't know. I don't see anybody goose-stepping around on YouTube, so I think
the Fourth Reich doesn't have swastikas no more. They're not like the KKK or nothing like that, man. They don't do that.
Well, how can they be a real Fourth Reich if they don't have, like, all sorts of regalia? They got to have, like, special uniforms and the spiked helmets
We know what we do. We wear American uniforms. We wear police. We wear Navy. We wear Marines. We wear Army. We wear all that, Air Force. We wear them. We wear y'all in uniforms. Why should we wear our uniforms when we can wear yours?
And I could hear Janet Reno's listening to this show right now going, "See, I told you. Listen to them. They're everywhere. I told you. They're all subversives. Shoot them all."
How do you shoot when you don't know who it is?
What?
Did you ever see, I can't think, Will Ferrell, I think, played that Saturday Night Live skit with her, Janet Reno?
She said, what an ugly bitch. No, I never saw that.
Aerosmith came out of that song, "She Looks Like a Lady."
Oh, no.
Never jump up by its cover.
And back then, we took the skinheads back then. We used the skinheads to cover up the real true order of the Fourth Reich. So we take the skinheads out there and make the skinheads come with racism and all that so they can cover up the true plan of the Fourth Reich. So the skinheads don't even know what the hell is going on with the plan. So our Fourth Reich people, they'll come in there and be lawyers, the Supreme Court judges, they'll be
generals. I used to have fun with those wackos, and there were a couple of military collectors history forums that I'm a member of, and I'm an admin on a couple of them, and And every now and then we get one of the neo-wackos that would come in going, you know, Hitler was the best, Hitler was wonderful, Hitler was... And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, here we go. And it'd start with the shit, and I used to piss him off. I'd put it as an avatar. I don't know if it's on my photo bucket thing, but I put an avatar once of Hitler wearing an Amish hat. Oh, that pissed him off like crazy. And then I'd add different ones. Hitler wearing a chef's hat. So I used to fuck with him all the time and put it up, and then got into one argument with him. I said, look, dude, you know, if you're going to come on this forum and you're going to comment, it better have historic content, and you better put a toupee on yourself, because even when you're typing, I don't want any skinhead shit. I don't want to hear it. Because a lot of those guys are just lost. They have no clue.
I think I need to shut my mouth before they come to my house and the general of the Fourth Reich comes and talks to me.
Yeah. Well, as long as you get Oreo cookies and some milk and stuff, you'll be fine. Don't worry. Just offer them something to eat. You'll be all right. No, those guys, they're out there.
I got a couple M16s that I got from the American government.
Yeah.
We already run the American government, so, I mean, really, y'all, really nothing you can do with all this. We done took over the American government, so... The American government has already been hijacked. So
shit.
Somebody's
got to tell Obama that, because he's the last one to know.
Oh no, Obama is the last person that will never know.
Holy
Obama
shit, he's signing stuff like crazy. You guys got to tell him that then. Say, by the way, you're not in power anymore.
Obama don't know shit. Obama been done. Obama was done in 2008, right when he got into the House. He was done. He was done. He knows what the problem. He knows what the plan is. He knows who the true powers are. He's not gonna say nothing. He knows who runs this country. So I mean, it is what it is. We took your government over. We took everything from you. There's nothing you can do about it anymore. And I'm not even part of the Fourth Reich. I just know this shit.
No. No.
We took everything from you. I mean, America's been hijacked, man. Go ahead and face it, man. Deal with it.
Yep.
Go ahead and deal with it. You've been hijacked. You've been hijacked within. It didn't have to use physical force or anything to hijack the country. Real talk. I mean, y'all know this is the truth. You know that y'all been, America, all of us, has been hijacked within. And the Zionist Jews are losing right now. The Zionist Jews cannot beat the Fourth Reich. And the Zionist Jews, look now, this I'll tell you what the Zionist Jews are doing right now. Look what the Zionist Jews are doing over there in Palestine right now. Look what they're doing right there with the rocket attacks and all this. The Zionist Jews is trying to cause to give up the Fourth Reich reign that's happening in America. They're trying to take it over, and the Fourth Reich almost take over almost half of the damn Middle East. The Fourth Reich has it all. You think the Fourth Reich is some joke-ass damn shit? You thought the Third Reich had died? The Third Reich never died. You think America won World War II? You must be crazy. You think World War II won the damn war? Y'all think y'all won that shit? You didn't. You lost. You lost. Why do you think Von Braun and NASA was created? You lost. That's the prime example right there. You have been infiltrated by the Fourth Reich. The Fourth Reich is coming back, and the Fourth Reich is going to be the ones that take over and fight against the Muslims. The Fourth Reich is going to make the Zionist Jews and make America fight against Russia, Russia fight against America, Russia against Israel, Israel and America together, and all this is going to happen. North Korea is going to fight against South Korea. You're going to have all this go together. This is what's happening. We have families that are fighting, and the Fourth Reich is the main family that are taking over. You can have your little gang.
Oh, I wish they'd hurry up and get into power so I could sell them all this shit back from the Third Reich and make some money.
Yeah,
you know, right, Ron? I mean, they can't parade around in their underwear. Think of all the uniforms and flags I can give them, and they can look official in the streets. That's it. I'm gonna clean up. I'll make a lot of money off these bastards. Here you go. Have a nice Nazi day.
my general calling me right now. My general's calling me right now. My general said I'm talking too much.
Yeah, shit.
That's good.
You done heard me. Send me your papers. Send me your papers.
Oh, God. Ron, did that link open up for the video or no? It doesn't work.
What's that?
With Francis? Because I asked George, but I guess George didn't try it. He's doing something else.
I got rid of it.
It didn't work?
Yeah, it finally worked. I had to go to the cafe thing.
Yeah,
Metro
it
cafe.
Doesn't work for... it's not like YouTube. It's a separate video service or something.
Yeah.
They're trying to compete with YouTube, but I don't think it comes anywhere near it.
No.
No.
Probably not.
No, too bad. I was hoping that thing would open.
Sunday.
What are you going
to
do?
Well, it did open. Going through the other service, it opened.
I'm back in front of the computer here.
About to pass out.
Well, are we calling in tonight? What time is it end, the show end tonight?
We'll be out here in about 14 minutes. Well, actually, we'll be done. I'll be shutting it down in about 5 minutes.
All right. I can't think of any other. Oh, yes. Hold on a second. Before you go putting that up, I want to put something up that's worth... that everybody should see. It's a good way to wrap up the night. And it was in the news. Very, very fitting. It was about an Ohio boy, 8 years old. Mm. And he was going into a Cracker Barrel. I don't know if you saw the story. Check this out. He went into a Cracker Barrel, and there was a lieutenant colonel there. They got a video for it, too.
Okay.
Here, Michael Hood, you don't have a computer, so you're not able to see it. Ohio 8-year-old turns $20 into a priceless gift. It was it's an article from February 2014, but somebody just posted it up. I had missed this thing before. It says, an Ohio National Guard base near Toledo, Lieutenant Colonel Frank Daly can't believe the honor that was recently bestowed upon him. It's incredible being recognized in such a manner, he said. It happened at Cracker Barrel, of all places, as security camera shows, and they show the footage of it. Daly entered the restaurant for an early lunch. At about the same time, 8-year-old Miles Eckert came in with his family. Miles was very excited. He just found a $20 bill in the parking lot. He started thinking of what he could spend it on. He wanted to get a video game, but he decided not to. He changed his mind when he saw the guy in uniform. Because he was a soldier, and soldiers remind me of my dad. And so with his dad in mind, Miles wrapped the $20 bill in a note that read, "Dear soldier, my dad was a soldier. He's in heaven now. I found this $20 in the parking lot. When we got here, we like to pay it forward in my family. It's your lucky day. Thank you for your service, Miles Eckert." Eckert, a Gold Star kid. This kid's father was killed in overseas in deployment, I think in Iraq, yep. Army Sergeant Andy Eckert was killed in Iraq 5 weeks after Miles was born. All the kid has ever had are pictures and dog tags, other people's memory, and his own imagination. "I imagine him as a really nice person and someone that would be really fun," Miles said. The dad he imagines must also love a good story, because after lunch that day, Miles asked his mom, Tiffany, to make one more stop. He was glad to see his dad. He went to and the picture they show of him is going to the cemetery hugging his dad's gravestone. It was a good story. I mean, there was a video in there where they interviewed the lieutenant colonel. And she took the photo from the car. The colonel said he looks at the note that Miles gave him every day. He said it turns out Miles gave him a bigger gift than the $20, a lifetime direction for sure, the lieutenant colonel said. Daly, that's his name. He said he's already given away the $20 and plans to do much more. He hopes that the little green post-it note will inspire other people across the country to give. It's a nice story.
Let me see your papers. Can I see your papers?
Yeah. Imagine being 8 years old, not knowing your father. Not knowing knowing that your dad was killed in combat, killed in Iraq. But good for him. It looks like the mother's done a good job bringing up this boy. He's got the old style American values that are, still exist. You know, so it's nice seeing that. But what are you going to do? In the meantime, the pain and the suffering continues down to the family level. Well, the ones sitting behind the desks up in the ivory towers don't give a shit. They're raking it in. Oh, a shame. Anyway, Ron, had you seen that story before?
What's that?
Had you seen that story before?
I'm just... Yeah, that's sad, isn't it? And that's
yep. Cool. It's pretty cool.
Cool, but sad.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, the sad part is his dad died for no reason. That's the sad part about it. Really. It's fucking horse.
Yep.
Bullshit of money. One fucking money talked about power control of people. People
but,
die for it. They're thrown into it. You know, this is bullshit.
What a kid, though. What a kid.
Yeah,
what a set of values that are in
cool.
that kid. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You don't see that much in people anymore.
No.
Most people would snatch that 20 and keep it. You
yep.
know, I could tell you a little story about the time when I was in college and I found $60 when I opened up my car door. I found it $60. I thought, oh, shit, cool, man, $60. You know, 320s folded up. I was happy as hell, you know. So I go inside the store and get some beer and some steaks over a barbecue party at my house. And I was like, I'm happy at $6. I mean, somebody else is going to pay for my party now. You know what I mean? Well,
yeah.
I'm in line, and all of a sudden they come over the intercom. Did anybody find $60 in the parking lot? Did anybody find $6 in the parking lot? I'm keeping my mouth shut, being cool about it. And I'm, you know, coming up to the cashier. So there's this lady with a baby. And she's the one who lost the money. But, oh, fuck, you know. And I didn't want to say I found it. You know what I mean? I had to check, you know, anyway,
yep.
her bill was like $72, okay, $72. So I'm standing there, and the woman's sitting there starting to cry, you know, she don't know what to do. I said, sweetheart, don't worry about it. I'll take care of this. Whatever you need, I'll pay for it, you know. So it was $72 and some change, you know, and I paid it for her. And she gave me a hug and a kiss on the cheek, so happy that I did that for her. She came back. I said, don't even worry about it. Don't even think about it, you know. And so I got back in my car, all my stuff, and I'm leaving. I said, you know what, I just got $12 and some change.
Shit.
But I mean, I don't know. I had a real guilty conscience. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
and
you did the right thing.
I found it. You know. Yeah,
yeah.
I know. But I just, you know, I mean, because here I found it. You know, blah 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. I kind of put something told me to put like an asshole. You know, by that, but I turned it right and I got it. And that's crazy. But matter of fact, another money find. This is like 2 weeks ago. My son's girlfriend. She was at Walmart. She would use the bathroom for $500. You little bitch. $500.
No shit.
Sure it is. $500 bills in the bathroom, yeah, by the toilet. Yeah.
Jesus.
She didn't turn it in. She kept it. She said, well,
man, that's
yeah.
unbelievable.
Yeah, ain't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt guilty, so I paid for that lady's stuff. You know, and you know, to tell you the gospel truth, I probably would have paid for it anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I probably would have just even if I never didn't pick up the money itself. You know, if some other asshole did, I would have pissed at them for not letting her give her money back. And,
yep.
But, you know, I tried to do the right thing, kind of.
It was the right thing.
Yeah, but I'll never forget that, as long as I ever live, man. I'll never forget it. Yeah. I mean,
one of those life lessons.
You're looking at diapers and formula on the belt there, you know, man, you just can't go to rocks. That might be the only money that woman had, you know what I mean?
Well, it's like your mom said in the chat room, probably Coke money.
Yeah, well,
I know it was lady's money. It was that lady's money. She lost the $60.
No, the 500.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, they had a good time with it. Took us out to eat on it.
It
but, yeah. $500. You hang out at Walmart bathroom more often. You know, make you look around. Start making you look around. Yeah.
Yep. Hey, I mean, it's all sorts of weird stuff. I had a friend of mine, his parents lived down on the Keys, and this happened, oh my God, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, somewhere, and a bale of something, some drug, all waterproofed and everything, a good-sized bale washed up on their beach. They lived down on the Keys, and they called the police immediately, and they didn't open it up. The police said, yep, it's drugs, and they took it. And my buddy was telling him, you know, there could have been money in there. There could have been, who knows what could have been in there, for God's sakes. There could have been millions. And his parents said, we don't want anything to do with it. It's not even worth it because the people that own it might come looking for it. You want to deal with them?
All right.
No?
Well, I know another funny money case. This one I was a lot younger when I was a kid growing up. We used to have this old guy, this old Indian.
1 minute, Ron.
Yeah, I see it. Anyway, this old Indian guy, he used to ride around the street with a bicycle all the time, pick up cans and bottles and shit. And that's all he ever did. He owned his own house. He lived by this junkyard, okay? And his house didn't look great and like that. Well, the old guy passed away. All right? He had nobody to claim the property, so it got sold at auction. The house did. Well, this guy on the junkyard bought the house, okay? Well, they're going to tear it down, so they started tearing in the walls of the house and stripping it all out for copper and all that stuff like that. And they tore into one wall, and there was nothing but money. There's $1.5 million of money in the house.
Wow.
He dead up by the ass. But he never could tell a man was that rich, you know. Because his house didn't look it, he didn't look it, but he saved his money. He always saved money. It was all in cash. They said the whole two walls of the bedroom was nothing but money. And old money, too. Old shit. So they made a lot.
Did he keep it or turn it in?
No, he kept it. It's his.
Good.
Bought the house. It's his house. It's his money. Yeah,
I'm surprised what the government is these days that they wouldn't all of a sudden take it. You saw what happened with the money they found in the can. Remember those coins that that guy found with his dog dug it out or pulled it out? Up in California?
Yeah, I kind of remember some of that.
You remember that recently? There was a can with brand new silver dollars that were found. It was were they gold or silver? Silver dollars, wasn't it?
I don't remember. I went to look that up. I remember the story.
The government said, oh, no, those were stolen from blah, blah, blah. And what? What do you mean?
Right.
How do you know that? How are you going to? They were trying to take it from them.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's insane. I tell you. Well, when you get lucky. But anyway, guys, we're about out of time. And I'm not going to do no overtime tonight because I got a lot to do tomorrow. I got to go to the courthouse tomorrow. Lucky me.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah, it always is. They love seeing me show up there. They know. Well, they had to see me last night in jail, so they're going to see me today in the courthouse. Get some issues straightened out.
Well, good luck.
So it's always a favorite time. I go, I don't worry about luck too much. Everyone knows what I got to do. they just don't like seeing me, Mike. That's all it is. They don't like to see my face in there. Because when I'm there, there's a problem, usually.
Shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Anyway, all right, guys, well, I'm going to jump out of here. Thanks for coming tonight, and I'll see you again tomorrow night. We'll do the same thing.
See you tomorrow.
And y'all have a good day today, and I'll see y'all tomorrow.
All right, have a good night.
If it is, that's all, folks.
Oh!